This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're launching here in hour number two, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go right into your phone calls. John in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hey, John, you're on the air.
Yeah, at the beginning of the other hour, I missed the details, but somebody with a badge shot somebody in the back. He's charged with murder, which is kind of a surprise to me.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, my prediction on that, if you follow the case, that those charges will be worked down to manslaughter and then eventually to nothing, depending on what kind of badge he had. On the other hand,
he was just
a
transit officer, and he was caught on multiple video people on video cell phones doing what he did. So it's going to be a tough case for them to I guess, whittle down. But certainly that has happened in the past, so it's a good prediction.
They're real good at that. They're real good at protecting their own. On the other hand, if it's like a mother that shakes the baby, just like innocently trying to, I mean, I know we don't like the idea of abusing a baby or anything, but sometimes trying to do something with the baby, and the baby is shaken. There's actually a syndrome called shaken baby syndrome.
Yeah.
And they end up charging the mother or the nanny or whoever the family member was, or, you know, a niece, nephew, or whatever it is. They end up charging that person with murder, and then they end up not whittling down the charges, but they actually add on child abuse, child endangerment, you know, on and on and on, and they build the They build this enormous case against a private individual.
Right, and then they take a plea bargain and they'll cut it down from there. You're right. They slap people with as many charges as possible, whereas when it's the bureaucrats, it's the very least they can do.
I expect to see the exact opposite. I don't expect you to follow the case. I know you have, you know, 100, you know, you do a radio show, so you can't follow all these cases. But if you were to follow it, my prediction is that gets whittled down to manslaughter and then down to, like, nothing, like the guy's justified. If I can make a couple other points.
Sure. Yeah.
Wayne was on last week. I'm usually a week behind. I appreciate the sarcasm. He was, like, in sarcasm mode last week. I like it. A lot of times people get offended by that, but I think that mode of communication does raise questions in people's minds. And it's really a neat kind of way, sometimes offensive and to some folks. And the other thing is that I see on the webcam that there's a guy in a blue shirt wandering around over there, and I'd like to say welcome home to him. I see that Sam is there.
Yep, and, that is Sam. Thank you, John, for the call tonight. Good hearing
good
from you.
Yep,
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, I'll mention why Sam was here tonight. He had brought his camera over to shoot a little bit of footage and take a look at a piece of paperwork that the state of New Hampshire sent me out of the blue today. For those of you that are unaware, a few months back there was a controversy that brewed up here in Keene, New Hampshire, over my tenants that had a couch in their yard. I refused to remove the couch when the code enforcers demanded it. I said I'd move it if the anonymous complainant would come to meet me like a neighbor would. She didn't. She refused to meet me, and so I refused to move the couch. It all came to a showdown at the Keene District Court, where I attempted to say a few words. Apparently, I didn't sit fast enough. Anyway, the judge had me thrown in the slammer for 93 days on three contempt of court charges plus 90 days for three contempt of court charges plus 3 days for the couch in the yard situation. I spent the weekend in jail, begged for mercy on that Monday afterwards, and was let out on what they call a suspended sentence, which means that if I was to be busted for some sort of misdemeanor or felony or even a major traffic violation, they could then throw me back in jail, essentially.
Right. The sentence is no longer suspended.
So all of a sudden, out of nowhere, comes a three-page long motion to show cause, as they say here. They claim that apparently I violated the suspended sentence, according to them, because I sent a press release, blogged, and promoted generally just promoting what Andrew did over the weekend. So you've been listening for the past few days. You know that on Saturday there was a marijuana protest that went on here in Keene. Andrew Carroll, very brave young man who is a Free Stater, moved from California, now an activist here in New Hampshire. He possessed marijuana in public. There were about 40 people that came out to this event. Cameras were all over the place. He was arrested. You know, we followed him down to the police station. He was released. They charged him with a Class B misdemeanor, and then he's got a court date for early March. And, of course, there's going to be more activism done at that time in regards to his case. But now they're saying that apparently the fact that I promoted said civil disobedience by assisting James Carroll with submitting press releases, blogging, promoting attendance at the civil disobedience on freekeen.com, and by personally appearing to show support and to videotape his civil disobedience, I have violated some statute that they call criminal, get this, criminal liability for the conduct of another.
How can you be liable for the conduct of another?
Apparently, they're claiming I am.
Because some politicians sometime in the past have passed this rule.
That's right. Now, there are a few ellipses in this, so he's taken some words out of the actual statute, but the way he quoted it was that a person is an accomplice of another person in the commission of an offense if, with the purpose of promoting the commission of the offense, he aids in planning and committing it. So I don't know if that's I haven't looked up to see if that's a misdemeanor or what that is. But essentially they're saying that because I engaged in free speech, because I sent a press release for Andrew, because I posted on freekeen.com.
The act of possessing the marijuana was what is illegal. Promoting the fact that you're going to possess the marijuana, not illegal. Do you understand?
Like you were covering it. You were covering it as a member of the media.
I was covering it as a member of the media.
You didn't help him hold the marijuana, because if you did, like, he can, it only weighs, you know, what did it weigh? A fraction of an ounce?
Bud.
He didn't need help possessing that. You did not aid him in possessing it. You simply sent out, used free speech. This is ludicrous.
It is ludicrous.
Wait until they find it's really oregano.
Well, I know, I'm pretty sure it wasn't really oregano. Lauren, though, did have some oregano with her that day. And the thing just this thing just goes on for pages and pages. It says here that apparently I appeared at the police department and continued my support of Andrew and remained in the lobby. So apparently standing in the police lobby is evidence supporting their claim.
You ate pizza.
Yeah, I was there with about 40 other people. Apparently, the Keene Police Department is investigating the staged disobedience and reviewing videos to determine whether other participants may have engaged in criminal activity. So it may not just be me that they go after in this case. I'm not sure if they're going to bother bringing anybody else up on this criminal liability for conduct of another charge. But there could very well be some other people that they go after here. I mean, it's clear that I am being targeted. I mean, especially if they don't go after anybody else, it's clear they're targeting me because I'm visible and I'm open about my support of civil disobedience, and they're trying to crack down. The crackdown continues here. And the whole idea that engaging in free speech is a criminal act.
It's nuts.
I mean, I don't think they have a case here, but obviously the prosecutor thinks he does. And
well, it doesn't cost him anything. It's not like he's putting up $1,000 to say, well, if I'm wrong, I'd be willing to bet $1,000 Ian Bernard has violated this law. He's not doing that. He's just, doing his thing.
Right, yeah. They can essentially throw as many charges up against the wall as they want to, and it's up to the judge to make the decision as to whether or not any of them stick. So if they have their way, they'll be throwing me back in a prison, in a jail cell for 90 days. That's what they're trying to do here.
It's nutty.
According to this affidavit, the prosecutor claims he's personally viewed some videos, that Ian was seen in the background of several videos, that Ian continued his support and promotion of James A. Carroll's conduct by having him on his internet radio talk show, freetalklive.com, where we are on over 46 radio affiliates. So apparently having him on the radio show,
I think
you
should sue him for libel for writing that down. He's, I find that insulting.
That we're just an internet talk show?
Yeah, I mean, he's look, man, you're calling me things I'm not.
So they're claiming that in order to avoid your suspended sentence coming back at you, you have to engage in good behavior, which is defined as conduct conforming to the law. And so they're claiming that I have violated the laws of the state of New Hampshire by sending a press release out, blogging, and appearing personally and showing support for Mr. Andrew Carroll in his protest over the weekend. So to anyone else who was attending the Andrew Carroll protest, beware. The Keene Police Department in the state of New Hampshire may be on the lookout for you. 800-259-9231. As this develops, we'll let you know what we decide to do about this. Sam's involved. He's going to help me out here. We're going to, I don't know, file some paperwork or something like that, because obviously the non-consenting approach does not work. That's what got me thrown in the jail cell in the first place. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
It's time for the Finally Thin Radio Minute with tips, information, and motivation to achieve your own success on any weight loss plan. Here's your host, noted author and diet expert, Kim Benson.
If you don't eat out several times a week, you're in the minority. And since fast food providers have become major meal providers in the American lifestyle, the drive-thru replaces mom's table many meals during the week. But here's a secret. Drive-thru dieting is possible. I admit it, I do it a time or two each week myself, and I manage to eat healthy and within my caloric range at the same time. Personally, I love McDonald's grilled Asian chicken salad. If I skip the packet of almonds and use one-third of the packet of dressing, it's only 280 calories. Not bad for a fast food on the go, right? And I top it off with a small vanilla cone, only 150 calories, as long as they give me no more than the three swirl portion size. How did I find out about the three swirls? I asked a manager. You can too. For the Finally Thin Radio Minute, I'm Kim Benson.
For a transcript of this show and others, please visit KimBenson.com. Kim Benson tried every diet going, but yo-yoed her way to 350 pounds. Then she did it. 212 pounds later, she is finally thin. How she did it and how you can too is all in her new book, Finally Thin. Finally Thin breaks down success into a 10-step system showing readers exactly how she accomplished her weight loss goal. A must-have for anyone trying to lose weight. Finally Thin by Kim Benson is available wherever books are sold.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Every 23 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Rapes, robberies, carjackings, assaults. You can find statistics all day long and tell yourself it probably won't happen to you. But those statistics won't mean anything if you become a victim. It's been said the best offense is a good defense. Prepare yourself by visiting www.aaa-safetyfirst.com. Check out the huge selection of pepper sprays, stun guns, self-defense DVDs, personal alarms, home protection supplies, and hidden cameras. If there's a woman in your life, there's a self-defense product right for her. Don't be a victim. Visit www.aaa-safetyfirst.com and use coupon code GCN to receive a huge 10% discount off your order. That's www.aaa-safetyfirst.com or call 719-289-0440. 719-289-0440 today. These are strange new days. Foreclosures are at record highs. People are losing their jobs. The threat of a terrorist attack looms. Food supplies are at an all-time low, and now we have a new untested president. The time of change is upon us, and to those of you who are in the know, you realize that the most difficult times have yet to be seen. Self-preparedness is the key to survival. Internet Grocer understands your needs and is prepared to help you through these difficult times. Internet Grocer has some of the most affordable prices on storable foods. Feed a family of four for up to a year or more and enjoy creamy, delicious real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443 from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those, including live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, and a webcam, all totally free for you at freetalklive.com.
The main sponsor of Free Talk Live is SACL CAI. They do collections, early out billing. They do everything to handle accounts receivable for your business. So if you like Free Talk Live, you want to support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do it is, well, turn over your accounts receivable to SACL CAI. The folks over there, Jason Osborne and the rest of the crew, are great lovers of liberty, and they do a lot for promoting freedom here in the United States. SACL CAI.
800-259-9231, continuing with your phone calls about what you want. We go to Andy in Michigan. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andy. Andy going once.
This isn't Andy. This.
Well, Paula in Florida. Are you there?
Oh.
Hello.
Hi.
Not that girl.
Paula.
I just want to let y'all know, we just found out that all of our silver mines have been shut down. They've all run out of silver ore.
Who's we?
You own a silver mine?
Well, it was just on the news. They said four of the smallest have closed down. Now the biggest we had is closed down. And they're looking for more silver now. And I was reading something in my book from the House of Data about this thing with Afghanistan and Iraq. And it's also based on buying silver and gold from the oil that we're getting from Iraq and Afghanistan.
I'm confused. What are you getting?
Okay, this is Daniel 11:43. And it talks about this. It says that the Americans and British now administer the Iraqi oil fields. If desired,
it says that revenue. In the Bible?
Yeah. If desired, revenue from oil sales.
I don't know if they had Americans back when that was written, but go ahead.
Anyway, he said that they're going to use the money from the oil to actually purchase gold and silver. And
that wouldn't surprise me.
Exactly. Yeah. What does that prophecy sort of indicate is going to happen? I mean, so they use some money to or use some oil to buy gold and silver. What does that mean?
Well, I guess because we only have so much ourselves, and sooner or later, I guess we're going to need more, and
more oil or more gold and silver?
More gold and silver.
So you're alleging that the oil magnates are using the profits from the oil sales to buy up all the world's gold and silver? Is that what you're saying?
I guess that's what it's talking. I mean, I guess it's what it's saying.
Now, where are you getting this news from, Paul?
It's from Daniel 11:43.
Okay, now, so that's a Bible passage?
Uh-huh.
Do they mention Barack Obama in that
passage? Yeah, he's called the King of the South, and G.W. is called the King of the North.
Why would they call them different kings? I don't understand.
Because
GW's from Texas. Barack Obama's from...
Wait a minute. Both of them are from the House of David.
Uh-huh.
So they're considered kings.
They look so different.
I know, but they're family.
Okay.
I'm calling the mothership to take me out of here right now.
Thanks, Paula, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Yeah. We continue with Andy in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andy.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I had an update on the homeschooling thing. I talked to my wife about that, and she said that she read the ordinance.
Wait, what homeschooling thing? I'm sorry, you got to bring us up to speed.
Where they wanted me to call the number and register my homeschooled child.
Oh, right. Yeah, they sent you a letter, and they said you should do this. They didn't say you had to do it. They sort of suggested like it was something you might want to do, and you weren't sure.
I read it again, and it says, if you have not done so already, you should call.
So what happened?
I talked to my wife about it, and she said she read the ordinance or the regulation or whatever the name of the thing is, and it said that she had to call the school principal and inform her.
Okay.
So she did that. And she said she has no further obligation to them, and they can kiss her rear because she doesn't like them either.
Good.
So, but what I wanted to talk about was an idea I just came up with.
Okay.
For advocates, for people.
For advocates? I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, think of what people like Sam do. And whoever the guy is that inspires him, what's his name, Randy Kelton?
Randy Kelton, mm-hmm.
The idea that if people provided information to these advocates, that demonstrated the behavior of government bureaucrats toward them, like some of the things that Sam has been experiencing, things like mm-hmm. that. Like, say I'm here in Michigan, and I have a conflict with the government, and I'm filming what I'm doing, you know, to try to stand up for myself. Or I tell them the traffic stop that gets me in trouble or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, gotcha.
But maybe I'm not savvy to, you know, legalese or how to read statutes and code.
I agree with you. Yeah, I absolutely agree. Most, I mean, the average person does not understand legalese. I don't. It's like a whole other language to me. And
so,
to have somebody who's not a lawyer.
If you ask a lawyer to do this, a lawyer will not do this. So what I was trying to think of what you would call a person like this, and the closest word I can come up with is advocate.
I think it's a fine idea. I think that somebody like Sam, who's put a lot of time and effort into learning this, you know, learning sort of the system and how to use the system to get remedy from the system, I think people like him should be able to, you know, sell their services and make it to that, you know, if they want to, make it into a career, make it something where they're defending innocent people and they're not lawyers and they therefore can do things that lawyers can't do. And I think that's a great idea. And it's my understanding that up here in New Hampshire, that's completely legal. If you want somebody else who's not you to represent you in a New Hampshire courtroom, you can do that. I don't know if that's the case in the other 49 states. Maybe it is in some. Maybe it isn't in others. But you don't necessarily have to have a lawyer representing you up here, which could really be an opening for people like Sam to turn his knowledge into a money-making career.
It's all gotten so absurd. You know, really, there's only two primary laws. Do all you've agreed to do, and secondly, don't encroach on other people or their property. How simple can it get?
Do no harm.
Do no harm.
It is simple. Thank you for the call and the suggestion tonight, Andy. Appreciate hearing from you, and good luck with the homeschooling situation there.
Yes.
1-800-259-9231. I know that homeschooling is a big motivator for a lot of families that are joining the Free State Project. We'll tell you about the Free State Project in a little bit, but are moving as activists here to New Hampshire because they understand that there are a number of other homeschooling families that are moving together as well, because the reality in the homeschooling world is the regulations just keep getting piled on in places, especially like California and other places like that, where the homeschoolers are just under constant attack from the government bureaucracies, the teachers' unions that don't want homeschools to exist, that they want to regulate them out of existence and force those kids that are being homeschooled back into the government system. That's ideally, I think, what those teachers' unions would like. I mean,
they would. I mean, you know.
They want to keep getting funding, too.
Every student they don't have is one that they're not in control of.
Right. So they're working constantly on infringing upon homeschooling rights, and I don't know if they're really getting the homeschoolers are making progress in many other places. I don't even know if they're making progress in New Hampshire yet, but I do know that they're getting together, and if we get activists together all into the same place, then something has got to change. It's clear that the government is going to lash out and hurt as many people as it possibly can in its remaining days, however long it has left, which is what they're doing to me, because I'm an advocate for ending government coercion. They're now attacking me apparently as often as they can, listening to the show and trying to dig up dirt on me, and we'll see what ends up happening to them as a result of this. 800-259-9231. Will I end up going back into a prison cell for another 90 days? I sure hope not. I'd rather be here doing this show. But if it does happen that way, I hope there are some unintended consequences for the state as a result of it. And I mean peaceful ones, of course. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market, and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery, and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlite can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlite is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlite comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. John Plaster talks about snipers, sniper history, and sniper training. And Mark Hatmaker tells all on grappling, martial arts, and his grueling workouts at PaladinPodcast.com. PaladinPodcast.com is a service of Paladin Press. You can browse over 900 books and DVDs on topics such as personal and financial freedom, Second Amendment issues, military history, self-defense, and more. Remember, PaladinPodcast.com. That's PaladinPodcast.com. As we continue with your phone calls about what you want, it is Steve in Colorado. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Greetings tonight. How you doing?
Hey, super. What's on your mind, Steve?
Really quickly, who is in the studio with you besides Mark?
Wayne is here tonight.
Wayne. All right, great. I thought that was his voice. And Wayne, as we've established before, is just a wee bit older than me. He's the elder statesman of liberty, I would say.
That's right. Yes, Johnny.
Yeah. And so this question is more directed towards Wayne, but obviously it's your show. You can chime in.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, I know. I'm directing the show now, just so you know. Anyway, Wayne, I think that I'm hearing more about the dissolution of the union coming from various different people than I have at any other time in my life. Would you agree with that statement?
Yeah, I've heard a lot of rumors about that myself. It's a little disconcerting, isn't it? At the same time, it's scary and
exciting
at the same time.
You're right. I think it's fascinating, exciting. I'm just totally thrilled about it. And the reason why I'm saying that is because last night I got two phone calls from two different people. One of them is a neocon. He's a friend of mine, but he's a neocon. I mean, I have friends who are liberals and friends that are neocons. Not a lot of my friends actually believe in liberty, but I'm trying to convince them. And then another friend of mine, and he's one of these guys that, gee, do I like Pepsi or do I like Coke? Do I want to go to Burger King or do I want to go to McDonald's? Am I going to vote for Obama or am I going to vote for McCain? He's one of those kind of guys, right? And he called up last night talking about he thinks that the end of the United States at the federal level, this constitutional government that we currently have, is around the bend. He told me he thinks that Obama is going to be the last president that we have. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know, but I'm just hearing this buzz more than I've ever heard it in my life, and I've been around for over four decades. So just,
well,
just
good.
Thought
that sounds like good news
there.
To me.
Yeah, and since Wayne's just, as I said, just a little bit older, me and Mark's about my age, I think, just wondering if they've experienced similar things in the last couple of years.
I absolutely have, and I'm seeing more articles on it, too, but the real question is what's going to replace it?
There you go.
That's the real question, if it does collapse, because it seems like it's on the verge of collapse. A lot of the things that have been put in place since FDR are now imploding. The whole monetary system seems to be imploding worldwide. What is going to replace this? Is it going to be something civil or uncivil? That's the question.
Right. And I wonder if legally, I wonder if you know, if the government collapses at the federal level, if the politicians just can't maintain it, I wonder if that means do we automatically go back to the Articles of Confederation, or do we go to nothing, or do we go, you know, to some Julius Caesar come and kick everybody's butt and take over with the army, you know, a bunch of generals. Have a military coup? I have no idea.
Well, laws are just rules that are written down by people that have the ability to enforce them.
That's right.
I can write rules down, and if I don't have the ability to enforce them, they're the ramblings of a madman.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you do have the ability, they're then the ramblings of a statesman. and it's really not much different. But so if the federal government has the ability to stop the states from running themselves, then they will. If they don't, they won't. Then the states will pick up and, you know, they'll sort of direct their own stuff.
Yeah. That's really well said. I like how you said that.
I am, after all, a super genius.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it can't happen soon enough. I hope people start talking about it more and talk about it more seriously. I don't know how it's going to occur. I mean, obviously nobody predicted, you know, the fall of the Berlin Wall or the dissolution of the USSR. They didn't know when that was going to happen. So it could be a surprise. And what will it mean? How will it all play out? I certainly don't know. Will people get hurt in the conflict? I hope not. I hope it can be done peacefully, and I guess only time will tell, but I'm glad you've observed that. That's certainly a positive development as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, I think best case scenario, the various different states, the federal government dissolves and the states just kind of continue on. Maybe a few of them will form up the Confederation of the West or something like that, you know, Washington, Oregon, California getting together. I don't know.
A lot of the Midwest states would be, you know, sort of captured in the center of the country. That's not a particularly good place to be to have to do commerce through another territory. That's bad news. So likely they would become a confederacy of their own.
I've seen maps now too of proposed breakup of the United States into about five different territories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen one that had nine. There was a book written in the early 80s. I forgive me, I don't know the title. But it was called something like the Nine States of America or something like that. And this author, he was some kind of a sociologist or something like that, which usually I don't trust those guys, but his argument was pretty good from what I recall. And he showed that there's actually nine different, regions of the United States.
And of course he said that Vermont and New Hampshire are exactly the same, didn't he?
You know, I can't remember. And that's a good, I thought about that when I was talking about this book last night with one of my friends. I couldn't remember because Vermont and New Hampshire, they're not exactly bookends, are they?
They're quite different in some ways.
I don't want anything to do with Vermont. I mean, I think that if we saw secession happen, ideally – Vermont could go off and do their own thing, and New Hampshire could go off and do its own thing, and I think you'd see some very different results between the two. It'd be like a study in contrast between a socialist state right next door to a kind of a free marketplace.
And people from Vermont would still come to New Hampshire to shop.
You better believe they would.
But you know, wherever the dollar goes, that's where the United States is going to go because
That's inevitably going down.
And it's, and right now it's there is a reprieve. It's been artificially strong because some people have put money into U.S. Treasuries and dollars, thinking that's a safety. And I think this year you may see that illusion being broken to smithereens.
Yep, I think so.
Thanks.
Well, I tell you what, we are Free State Project members, and I can't wait to get there.
Thanks, Steve. We'll look forward to seeing you here in New Hampshire. I appreciate the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue here with Jake, listening in Illinois. Jake, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Jake.
On a lighter note, doesn't Barack Obama look like a black Alfred E. Newman?
I don't know.
I guess.
Well, they said Bush looked like a white Alfred E. Newman.
His teeth, he doesn't have a gap in his teeth, does he?
Wait a minute. Look, I suggest your listeners put in Google Alfred E. Newman and Barack Obama because they're going to see some pretty funny pictures. And when I first saw... Barack Obama, I said, he looks just like Alfred E. Newman. And sure enough, there are pictures popping up. And there's one on the Nation of him with the red hair and the freckles. And the title is, if Barack Obama was a Republican, you know, this is how they would portray him, you know.
I see.
Saturday Night Live and whatnot. Of course, they don't do anything, you know, because they'd be afraid of being racist, labeled racist, if they make fun of him in any way.
He doesn't like his ears being made fun of, is what my understanding is, and so that would go over very poorly. And when it comes to the liberal elite, if there is such a thing, they're going to toe the line.
I don't know. I'm looking at the pictures right now. I'd say it's a stretch.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I'd say it's a stretch.
Well, in 2003 or so, Hillary Clinton referred to Bush as the Alfred E. Newman in the White House. Remember that?
Nope.
Yeah, she did.
Anything
I have a more serious question for you guys.
Yes, Jake.
You know, I'm here, you know, in the corrupt state of Illinois.
Sorry about that.
And I talk to people about freedom, you know, and it's like I'm talking to people that can't see and hear and don't want to.
We will get to your question in a few moments. Hang on, dude. 800-259-9231. More with Jake and your calls as well about whatever you want. Dial in. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water store. Storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by learning how to promote the show. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. Get a list of things that are mostly completely free ways for you to get the show to more ears around the country, around the world. All the details at promote.freetalklive.com. Back to your phone calls about what you want. And we go back to Jake in Illinois. Jake, you had just begun to get into a question, so go ahead and give that another shot.
Okay. Well, like I said, I had another serious question for you. Here in Illinois, I've seen like libertarian talk show hosts get swatted down one right after the other.
How? I'm curious. What do you mean by that? Swatted down?
Lose their jobs because they were a libertarian and they're against taxation, and so the powers that be got them fired.
Understood.
And anyway, this talk show host, Ro Khan, here in the Chicago area, you've probably heard of him, maybe you haven't, I don't know. But he seems to be very anti, free market and libertarian. And he said if, like, the libertarians were, running things, everything would be like Pottersville, and It's a Wonderful Life. Everything would be Pottersville because I think there'd be no control and whatnot.
I don't know what that means. Pottersville doesn't mean anything to me.
Have you seen The Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart?
I've seen it, but I always feel ripped off whenever I get black and white movies.
Okay. All right. Well, Pottersville was a place that turned into, like, bizarre happenings. There was no controls, chaos, all this stuff.
I see.
Right. The fear tactics.
And this is what he said. I talk to people about those issues. One thing, have you guys ever heard of a fellow named Daniel Burnham?
I've not, no. I guess no one else has either.
I think I have.
Wayne maybe has. What about him?
In Chicago area, Wayne?
I think so,
Daniel
Burnham? Yes, I think I've heard of him. What did he do about it?
Anyway, this is what I want to ask you, and this is the crunch of the question. This is why I want you guys to help me explain to people, because I don't have a good answer for this. Daniel Burnham was a person that saved the Chicago lakefront, okay, from the corporations that wanted to put their factories spewing out waste into Lake Michigan. Daniel Burnham was in the Chicago area, was a person that got together with a bunch of other people in government and saved the lakefront. They claimed the lakefront for the people of Chicago. And so, like, for instance, all along the lakefront in Chicago, you have beautiful parks and beaches, as opposed to, for instance, Milwaukee. If you go to Milwaukee's lakefront, you'll see a bunch of factories going into the water, and it's all very ugly. And so what I'd like you to tell me is the answer to these people, that I say, well, we don't need government. We don't need the federal government. What is the answer to the Daniel Burnham question of a guy that was in government and saved the lakefront from commercial enterprises?
The answer, I mean, the concern here that I'm hearing from you is, what about the environment? What about the beautiful lakes? What about the forests? What about the air that we breathe? These are the sorts of questions.
That's, and the view, too. I mean, views, people really like views,
yeah,
and they're not theirs.
The answer is private property, all the way. And to give you more detail, Dr. Mary Rohrt has written an excellent book called Healing Our World, and I think she does a fine job of addressing this. But to give you, sort of the short version, basically the idea would be that if every piece of property was privately owned, then
water and land.
Yeah, every piece of property privately owned, then each individual private property owner would be able to decide for themselves what to do. You would have conservancies, like there's the Nature Conservancy today that purchases private property, swaths of land that they believe need to be protected, and they protect them. So if somebody wants to protect a lake, they should buy the lake and the property surrounding the lake, and then they can dole it out to whomever it is that they deem appropriate to selling it to, with whatever contract clauses they need to in order to protect it on into to the future, into perpetuity. So the private property can solve all of these problems.
Also, building a bunch of big dirty factories on a lake, that violates the two basic laws, because you basically, if you're building that, you're aggressing against the neighboring properties. If you're polluting. Now, even if you build something really big where people behind you can't see anymore and you've given them an eyesore, I suppose that could also be deemed aggressing.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope, though.
Yeah.
Your thoughts?
Wayne, let me ask you something. This has actually happened. I mean, I'm not talking about hypothetical. I'm talking about things that have actually happened. And in Milwaukee, they had, free property rights. The factories bought out the land along the lakes. And if you go through the Milwaukee area, you'll see these ugly factories spewing out their pollutants in the lake and in the air all along the lakefront. And the fact is, in Chicago, that's not happening because of government. Now, I'm not for government.
Yeah, see, I would dispute the fact that Milwaukee had free property rights. And in fact, many times when that happens, it's usually the industrialists in bed with government to buy up all the properties, because they usually have to buy up quite a bit of property, or they have to foreclose on people or do whatever they have to do to get all that property along a certain area stretch to build these things. So I don't totally buy the fact that it was free market and it was free property.
You don't think that like large companies have the power to buy land along lakes?
But the thing is our tort system protects currently the way the court system goes, it's bent towards the rich. All you have to do is look at the OJ trial to realize that was the case. Rich people win and poor people lose. So they know that they're going to get away with dumping whatever they want to dump, so it affects other people in various ways.
So now, how is city planning, like for instance in organizing the city and its parks and lakes and beaches, how is that done without the government?
It's done spontaneously.
Who planned for Disney World to be there? I mean, which politician said that Walt Disney, you're going to build right here in this middle of this phosphate mine in Kissimmee, Florida, which is nothing, nothing but a dug up swamp. You're going to build the the biggest theme park the world has ever seen that's going to change the face of the planet. Which politician told him that?
Yeah, that stuff just happens spontaneously in the marketplace. So, I mean, for instance, a new neighborhood could go up, and a portion of that neighborhood could be a neighborhood park for the people
like
in that
parks.
Neighborhood.
People demand parks for their lives, and the market does not fail to deliver for people.
I lived in a development in Florida where we had our own parks. We had everything right there in the development. The kids could walk to school, and that
nature
was
nature walks with wooden walkways and stuff.
And that was the developer who wanted this housing development to be appealing to families. So
people eat that stuff up.
Yes, they
love the woodsy, outdoors kind of feel.
Yeah, and the other thing is you have to look at the year that this stuff happened in Milwaukee too, because there's always more stupid money chasing these things when you have a fiat currency, when you don't have honest money. When you have an honest money system, the resources are more limited, and people, even industrialists, can't do these types of things as easily.
I'd like to give a real-life example of private resource ownership or private natural resource ownership. And it's my favorite one to give because I've personally experienced this. I was looking at purchasing property down in Sarasota, Florida, and one of the houses that I was looking at backed up against a small lake, relatively small lake. Maybe there were 10 or 12 houses that were around the lake. And the owner was telling me that this lake was 100% privately owned, that each homeowner essentially owned, if you could imagine, a pie piece of the lake. And that didn't mean that you had to stay in that one pie piece when you went out on your little dinghy. You could use the whole lake because each of the owners had kind of an interlocking agreement with
and
one another.
Because you owned it, you were able to pipe your sewer directly into your pie piece and pollute everybody else's, right?
No,
well,
absolutely
not.
Well,
I mean, for God's sakes, wouldn't it be cheaper for you to pump it in there and not have to pay for sewage?
The rules on this lake...
I mean, you're a dirty, dirty industrialist. You're going to pump your poo into the lake.
The rules on this lake were so strict that the owner told me that at one point there was some construction going on in the neighborhood, and the construction workers came out with a little dinghy to go and do some fishing in the lake, and one of the owners of the properties came out back there and said, hey, you can't be on that lake without permission, and they kicked these guys off the lake. So, I mean, the fact is, what you have is private property ownership, there will be people that are actively protecting their private property, and if they go to sell their property in the lake or whatever it is we're talking about, they can include provisions in the sales contract that says, you need to continue these provisions on into perpetuity. And so if we just let people make their own decisions for themselves and let the market decide, will there end up being a few people with companies on the back of a lake somewhere? Maybe, but there will be other lakes that are in pristine condition. It's up to you as the private property owner to protect those things. Thank you for the call. More coming up. Hour 2 is on the way.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
I am